Andrew Schneider on KNIA KLS Radio, joining you from Minnesota, the University of Minnesota campus here with Marissa Farabee and Rebecca Wittenberg, following the team placing second at the GRIAC Invitational. Marissa, a lot of the goals this season have been surrounded around the team, after, especially last year, getting so close to NXR. First of all, how exciting is it to see the girls perform so well in this elite field here today?
Yeah, we came in knowing we could perform well. We knew we were one of the top teams here. Personally, we knew that, and I think we kind of came out and showed we could do today. I don't know if second was what we were coming in expecting, but that is the best result we could have hoped for, and we're just excited to carry this result with us for the next couple months and show up again with these great teams and hopefully have the same result.
Rebecca, you grew up in this program, and obviously the last 4 years have been a stalwart with this team. How awesome is it for you to have this opportunity today to be at the start line with these girls and to represent Pella in your school?
Honestly, I'm just really grateful. Going into the season, I had no expectations of being able to go to GRIAC. But the fact that I was able to, I'm just really grateful. I was really excited to get this opportunity. Very proud to stand alongside these girls.
Well, Marissa, so much just talked about the front five or six girls on this team, but you have constantly told me it's not just about that group. It's about everyone, including girls like Rebecca and so many. How fun is that to give some girls an opportunity like this to be there right alongside you and to run in this elite field?
Yeah, I'm so grateful we got to take 10 girls to this. Becca was actually my pick to take with. She has a great work ethic, and she's a really positive person to be around. And I'm really glad that some of these younger girls got the experience to come up here. They're going to be the leaders on our team these next couple of years as, you know, we graduate after this year. So I think getting this opportunity to learn this course and this trip, I hope the team gets to keep coming back to this. I think we've definitely proven that we should be here. But I think just giving them the opportunity to lead the next future of Lady Dutch to this meet.
Well, Rebecca, for you, an exercise in patience, right? You came up on the program not expecting to be this close to varsity. Now here you are. How much fun has it been to be a part of this program over the years, both in track and in cross country, and to grow and to really show your stuff now in your senior year?
It's really been a blessing. Growing up with this, yeah, it was a unique experience. Obviously, I knew I was going to be doing this from a very young age. But to be able to see myself just grow, both as an athlete but also just as a person, It's just been really cool, and yeah, it's been great.
Well, and Marissa, we're just getting started, it feels like, with this team. It's weird. Calendar-wise, we're about halfway through the season, but so much is in front of this team. How much fun has it been to build to this point here and to know that this is really just the start of what you want to accomplish between now and hopefully December?
Yeah, I think we just keep getting better and better every week, and I think you can see that there are results, and I just know we're going to keep getting better and better as we end the end of our regular season and go into the postseason, and I'm really excited to see what we can do as a team.
Well, Rebecca, how much fun is it to try and push these girls knowing how fast they are, or they pull you along, and how much fun are you hoping to have these next couple weeks knowing that you have a lot of opportunities yet to continue to prove that this team is super deep?
I'm just here just to have fun all the way out. It's going to be a really fun season thus far. It's been awesome. It's a privilege to be able to be on the team with these girls. The whole team is just amazing. I'm excited to push them. I'm excited for them to push me. It's great.
And Marissa, what are the goals in these next couple weeks, knowing that you have just a handful of races between now and that postseason stretch here for Iowa, and then obviously the long-range goal is having team success at the national level?
First of all, we've got to stay healthy. I think keeping everyone on their feet and running on the ground is number one. Number two is improving our fitness. We built a great base these last 6 weeks of our regular season, but continuing to add on top of that. And then three, just have fun with it. This sport is really hard mentally and physically, but as long as you're having fun, you know, they can go a long ways. You can be really talented at this sport, but if you don't have a passion for it, you're not going to get as far as those who have a real drive for it. So I think just reconnecting and making sure we're staying connected to that is key.
Well, Rebecca, maybe your role is to keep these girls grounded. How much fun are you hoping to share with this group, knowing that these girls are going to keep running on past the Iowa season?
I'm just enjoying every minute of it. It's very exciting. I'm really excited to see where the team goes after this, regardless of what happens with my own personal level. I know the team's going to do amazing. I'm just happy to be here and be with them.
Marissa Farabee and Rebecca Wittenberg joining us here in Minnesota at the GRIAC Invitational. Ladies, congratulations on a great race. Thank you.
Thank you.